rare Monday night filled with high school football. We'll start with the Jamestown Blue Jays, who jumped ahead of number one Century 8-0 at halftime. A 27-yard touchdown pass from Tommy Falk to Carson Lamp was the lone scoring play in the first 24 minutes. But in the second half, number one Century flexed their muscles, rattling off 29 unanswered points in the second half, including a block punt late in the third quarter that was recovered for a touchdown that punctuated a 22-point third quarter for the Patriots. They go to 7-0 on the season. Jamestown falls to 2-5. They're back in action on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. They'll take on Bismarck High from the Community Bowl in the capital city. Valley City held on to beat Devils Lake 15-7. The Highlighters jumped out to a 15-0 lead midway through the second quarter. Max Ferret, a 53-yard touchdown that capped a 71-play drive to make it 15-0. Devils Lake would score late in the fourth quarter to make it 15-7, but their comeback was stopped short on a Riley Gerhardt interception with 1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Valley City improves to 5-2, overall 3-0 in the East. The Highlighters traveled to Castleton on Saturday. Elsewhere in high school football, Lisbon improved to 7-0 with a 58-28 win over Hatton Northwood. Napoleon Gackle Streeter beat Mott Regent 25-22. Oaks over Northern Cass 38-8. Kidder County shut out Grant County Flasher 36-0. Ellendale Edgley Cullum a 30-22 win over Oak Grove. And Finley Sharon Hope Page beat Maple Valley Enderlin 26-24. A big West Region volleyball match at Jerry Meyer Arena tonight as Jamestown and Century meet for the first and only time of the regular season. First serve sometime after 7. You can hear it on ESPN Jamestown. Check out NewsDakota.com for more news and sports.